let's just pause and ask God to bless our meeting.
让我们先静默，我们求神来祝福早晨的聚会。
Thank you, Lord. We just worship you this morning, Jesus.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你。今天早晨，我们在这里敬拜你。
Yes, Lord. Thank you for your presence.
我们感谢你的同在。
Just help us to slow down, Lord.
帮助我们缓下我们的脚步。
To absorb what you have for each of us this morning.
在这里领受你为我们每一个人所预备的。
God, we pray that you would give us ears to hear.
求你给我们可听的耳朵。
Just to hear what you're speaking to us.
听见你向我们所说的话。
Thank you, God.
谢谢你主。
So God, we just lay aside all distraction, any stress, any challenges from the morning, we just put that down.
我们放下一切的压力，一切烦扰我们的心，一切的重担。
And Lord, we just give you our undivided attention.
我们给你我们全然的注意力。
We look to you, Jesus.
我们单单仰望你。
Yes, Lord, just help me be with the words of my mouth. Help me to pick them, select them carefully, God.
求你把话语放在我的口中，叫我谨慎的来选择。
Yeah, sure, just what you have for us, nothing more, nothing less.
仅仅交通你要我所说的话，不多也不少。
Help me, Lord. Thank
you, Jesus. 帮助我，主耶稣，谢谢你。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I woke up this morning just feeling that a little bit excited about all the great things that God is doing.
今天早上我想到神在我们当中做的许多的事非常的兴奋。
Amen.
Amen.
Many, many good things are happening, aren't they?
在我们当中有许多美好的事情发生，不是吗？
So sometimes though you have to focus your eyes to see them, don't you?
有的时候我们必须把我们注意力放在这些美好的事上。
I mean, there's a lot of things going on in our world this morning.
今天早晨在我们每一个人的世界里也发生很多的事。
Many of them are not good, and they can distract you from the good things that God is doing.
但是不是每一件事都是好事，以至于这件事叫我们从神所做的好事上转移我们的眼目。
So, well, I mean, one of the good things, I was just so encouraged by me and my friend Jonathan from Seattle. We went to.Met Timothy and Fisher at the new Norco house on Tuesday morning.
神在做的好事之一呢，就是我们最近和 Timothy 还有我的好朋友 Jonathan 一起跟 Fisher 到神在 Norco 所新置的产业去拜访。
There was a lot of cleaning going on.
当天有很多的清扫的工作。
A lot of cleaning still yet to do.
还有很多待打扫的地方。
But there was an excitement there. It was obvious God is doing a good thing. Amen.
但是因为我们看出来很明显，神正在做一件美事，我们的心情。
A new place for God's kingdom to be watered and grow. Amen.
在那里看到神的国度在那里展开，在那里被浇灌，被耕耘。
A new place to worship the Lord, seek His face, and pray, study God's word.
神得到一个地方是敬拜他的，追求他的，读他话语的地方。
You know, I could feel it from the people, the families that are moving in. They were excited. Amen.
在那个搬进去的家庭的成员身上，我都可以感觉到他们。
And Pastor Timothy is always excited about a new project, isn't he?
两弟兄也非常的兴奋。
I love that about Timothy, don't you?
我很喜欢两弟兄这一点。
He has eyes to see things that others don't often see or don't look for.
我们没有看见的事情。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
Last Friday at our combined English and Chinese meeting.
上个月当我们礼拜五和中文组的年轻人聚在一起敬拜。
Not this last Friday, Friday before.
大概两周以前。
God was doing so many good things.
神在我们当中做许多美好的事。
I am genuinely so excited for what God is doing with the young people.In the Chinese group right now.
我看见神在中文组的年轻人当中做何等美好的工作，我忍不住非常的兴奋，
Amen.
激动。
We've been doing this long enough to see a difference between when things are growing and things aren't always growing so fast. Amen.
我们跟随主够久了，我们可以观察得出来，某些地方神的工作正在成长，或者是没有成长。
It's obvious that God is. giving a little bit of revival among the young people in the Chinese group.
我很明显的看出来神在中文组的年轻人身上做复兴的工作。
Just the young people that are willing to pray over one another. Amen?
我看到年轻人那么愿意的相爱彼此代祷。
I was loving the prayers that were coming out of the young Chinese people. What a heart to just intercede one for another.
我实在很喜欢他们彼此代祷的那个内容和心。
Amen. These are good things.
这是美好的事。
They're things to be excited about. Amen.
这是应该让我们觉得很激动、很兴奋的。
These are things to be glad about. Amen.
我们应该为这些事情而欢喜、快乐的。
Okay, so that was just a little thought, not necessarily connected to my message this morning.
这个我现在前面的交通就是一些的我的分享，并不是跟我的信息有绝对的关系。
But are you noticing the things around you that you can be glad about?
但是我们可以注意在我们四周可以让我们兴奋的事情。
You know what I'm talking about is growth, amen.
我在讲的就是成长。
So I mean, I thought that as I reflected on that same.Principles, I looked at Daniel this morning on the stage with his violin.
今天早晨，Daniel 弟兄在这里拉琴琴，我也看见在他身上的成长。
You know, Daniel says, "Please don't talk about me right now."
Daniel 有点不好意思说，请你不要提到我。
But there's growth there, amen.
但是我们不可讳言的。
I mean, a lot of natural physical growth. Daniel's a tall young man.
他的身量的确长大了。
But his heart to serve and play the violin and to help.
但他服侍的心还有手中的技巧
this is good growth.
这是美好的成长
Amen.
阿们吗
I still remember back when everyone carried Daniel on their shoulders.
我还记得 Daniel 小的时候我们很多人都把他放在肩膀上带着走来走去
Amen.
阿们吗
Just maybe little things that could be overlooked easily, but they're there to be seen if you slow down and look. Amen.
若是我们放缓我们的脚步看一看有很多微小的事都可以让我们开心的
Amen. Okay, well, I want to talk to you this morning.
今天早晨我想要分享的
about a little bit more about prayer. I'm kind of predictable, aren't I?
就是关乎祷告的事，这就是我一贯的内容，是不是？
It is one of the topics I don't get too far away from.
这个题目我很难离开它的。
And I don't really apologize for that. It's just a thing that God says, talks to me about.
这是神一直在我里面启示我、指教我的，所以我呢没有什么好道歉的。
But you know, when we're talking about growth, when we're talking about the hope that things can be different,
我们讲到成长，讲到能够看见改变。
We naturally have to talk about the fundamentals of our faith, amen.
那我们必须回到我们信仰的根基。
The foundation upon which many of these things spring from.
因为信仰的成为我们这一切成长的根基。
And one of those things is prayer.
有一件事就是祷告。
Amen. You know, we like to visit the house sometimes if it's still available, the home you were born in.
若是可能，我们都喜欢回去看我们小时候出生或成长的地方，不是吗？
The place where things begin.
因为我的生命就是从那里开始。
You know, whether it's an object or a place or a friendship.
也许只是一个地方，或者是一件东西，或者一些友谊。
Where the important things in your life started, where they all began.
就是这些人事物是你的人生的开始。
Sometimes we marvel, we go back to a city that we were born in or lived in for a long while.
有时候我们回到很久很久以前我们成长的地方。
And if you're like me, I like to go back to the restaurants I used to eat at when I was young.
你跟我一样的话，我喜欢回到我小时候常去的餐厅。
Many of them are gone, but sometimes some of them are still standing. Amen.
很多人都已经不一样了，但是有的时候呢，那个餐厅还在原处。
And you revisit them, and you bring your children, and you remember, oh yes, it's just like it was before.
你带着你自己的孩子去拜访，你走进去说，哎呀，这就是跟我以前经历的一样。
Sometimes it's not exactly like it was before.
但是也有的时候情况全然改观了。
But we love to do this, don't we?
但是我们很喜欢回到我们的根基之处，不是吗？
Maybe you have, I don't know, sometimes we get attached to things that we have had a long time.
有时候我们很眷恋我们自小所经历的人事物。
Sometimes it's a Bible.
有的时候也许是我们的圣经。
This is the same Bible I've been reading ever since. You know the stories we talk about. Amen.
也许我们拿了一本古老的圣经说，这是我从小所使用的圣经。
And all the pages that have been little tear stains and underlines and marks and notes.
圣经里充满了我们自己画的线，我们所做的注解和翻动的痕迹。
We love to reflect on how it was in the beginning.
我们很喜欢回到我们的根来思想事情。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
Am I the only one that likes to do that?
还是我是唯一喜欢这样做的人？
So we want to talk about the birthplace of the Church of Jesus Christ.
所以今天早上我要带你们回到教会诞生之处。
And if you're going to talk about the birth of the church in the early days of the church,
我们要讲到教会的诞生，讲到初期的教会。
You always go back to the Book of Acts.
那我们就必须要回到《使徒行传》第一章。
This is the book where it all started.
从这里一切开始发生。
Where the people of God learn to walk with one another and work with one another.
从使徒行传开始记载了神的儿女怎么样一起生活，一起行走。
Where the church began to grow and stepped out and spread and expanded to new regions, new nations, new cities.
讲到教会如何成长，如何扩散到世界各地去。
As much as we love the story, it's important to remember where and how it all began.
非常重要，我们要看在哪里，而且它是如何诞生，如何成长。
Where it began was in prayer.
怎么样，在哪里出生的呢？是在祷告聚会中。
You know, we have the Book of Acts.
你知道我们有《使徒行传》这一卷书。
The Book of the Mighty Acts of the Holy Spirit through the people of God.
使徒行传是讲到圣灵借着他的百姓所做出伟大的事迹。
That's what the Book of Acts is about. One powerful act after another, chapter after chapter.
一个又一个带有能力的行动，借着圣灵发生的。
But the very first act of all the Book of Acts,
整卷《使徒行传》里面的第一个行动
was a prayer meeting.
是一个祷告聚会。
Do you attend the prayer meeting?
你参加祷告聚会吗？
This was where it started for the early church.
这就是初期教会诞生之处。
And it is still the starting place and the foundation and the way things are sustained in the church today.
到今天，祷告聚会仍然是许多重大事情的发生、成长、培养之处。
The first thing that we do,
我们所做的第一件事
is naturally prioritized. It's important. It's valuable because that was the first act.
我为什么要看第一件事呢？因为这表示这是最重要的事情。
Acts 1:14.
在《使徒行传》一章十四节
，describing how the early church gathered.
描述初期教会众圣徒如何聚集。
They all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication.
他说这些人都同心合意的恒切祷告。
120 believers.
有一百二十位信徒。
Young and old.
有老有少。
Women and men.
有男有女。
They all continued in one accord.
他们都是同心合意。
In prayer and supplication. That is how it all started.
这是教会如何诞生的。
And so when we feel our foundation slipping a bit.
如果我们什么时候觉得我们的根基在摇动的时候
，When we feel like we're getting a little bit off course，
我们觉得好像我已经走偏了。
It's very, very important to go back to that first thing. Amen.
那很重要的事情就是我们要回到那个第一个行动。
Usually in a time of shaking or trouble, you go back to what you built on. Amen.
当你觉得整个东西在移动的时候，你要回到根基去检查。
How you started.
Amen. 是如何开始的
The way you experience this sometimes between husbands and wives, sometimes a little bit of a tension arises between them.
譬如说夫妻之间有不和有争议的时候
The love, the affection, the joy is no longer quite there the way it was in the beginning.
好像我们彼此那个爱情那个喜乐不如以前那么火热
So oftentimes either the husband or the wife, it's usually the wife,
We'll
suggest, let's do some of those first things we did when we first fell in love. Amen?
会建议说，哎，让我们去做做当时我们彼此热烈相爱的时候喜欢做的事情。
Why don't you take me out to dinner and we'll talk a little bit? Amen?
好不好？你带我出去吃顿晚餐，我们可以聊一聊。
Why don't you buy me a new dress and we'll, you know, these are things that wives often tell their husbands to do when they feel like the joy is not quite there. Amen?
这种事情常常做太太会觉得说我们感情没有那么以前火热的时候喜欢建议的事。
Now the husband might reflect, remember those good meals you used to make me when we were first married?
我的做丈夫会说你记不记得我们当初见面的时候你做的那一手好菜。
But there is this kind of revisiting those things that brought so much joy in life, amen?
所以我的意思就是说常常我们会回想说当初是怎么样的喜乐的那个 moment, 那个时刻。
For the people of God, that is prayer, united prayer.
就的圣徒来说那样的时刻就是同心合意祷告的时候。
The very first act of the book of Acts,
使徒行传的第一个行动。
The church was set in a context of night and day prayer.
那个背景是什么呢？就是圣徒日夜聚在一起，同心合意祷告。
120 believers, young and old, men and women.
100个圣徒，老与少，男与女聚在一起。
Continued in prayer and supplication for 10 days.
恒切的祷告代求十日之久。
Night and day, they worshipped and prayed and worshipped and prayed.
他们日夜在一起。祷告敬拜神。
I'm sure they took a little nap here or there as needed.
我相信他们中间按照他的需要有休息的时刻。
But it started in prayer together, amen?
但是呢，一切的奇迹就是在他们一起祷告的时候发生的。
So this emerging infant church,
所以这个逐渐成型的教会，
it was birthed.
它诞生了。
Into the atmosphere charged with fervent prayer.
在一个充满热切祷告的环境中诞生了。
Amen.
Amen.
So this place where the church, you know, it was like a nursery for the church.
所以这个小楼就好像一个幼儿一个幼儿园一样。
It was the birthing room for the church.
是他们的出生之的房间。
Amen. Everything began there.
所有的事情都从那个小楼开始的。
It was while praying together that they literally became the body of Christ.
借着同心合意祷告，他们真正的活在一个基督身体的实际里。
When they went into the upper room,
当他们去那个小楼的时候，
they were 120 unique individuals, different from one another, very different.
开始的时候是120个截然不同的人。
They had one thing in common. They believed in Jesus and they had been following Jesus.
他们有一点是相同的，就是他们都信主并且愿意跟随主。
But they were still very much individuals.
但是呢，他们仍然是截然不同的个人。
But something happened during that prayer meeting as the Holy Spirit fell.
但是有一件事发生了，就是当他们祷告的时候，圣灵降临了。
That blended their lives and their vision together. Amen.
把他们的生命和他们的意象联合在一起。
In 1 Corinthians 12, it tells us that we are. What am I missing here? Okay, I'm sorry. In 1 Corinthians 12, it tells us that all of us have been immersed, baptized, not only into Christ, not only do we have the immersion of the Holy Spirit, but we have been baptized into the body of Christ.
哥林多前书十一章很清楚告诉我们，不仅我们受浸归入基督，
Amen?
我们乃是归入基督的身体，成为一。
We become part of one another in this very unique way by the Spirit of God.
一种非常奇异的方式，借着神的圣灵把我们联合在一起。
There's a connection. There's a closeness. There's a friendship. There is a. We become brothers and sisters, part of the same family through the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵有一个奇妙的连结发生了，让我们成为一，在一个神的家中。
And for the early believers, this happened as they united in corporate prayer.
在教会初期，就是借着同心合意的祷告。这个一被成就了。
Have you had that experience where you're praying?
你有没有这样的经历？当你祷告的时候，
and suddenly by the Spirit, that your brother next to you or sister next to you finishes your prayer.
有的时候你正在祷告的时候，哎，奇妙了，你隔壁的弟兄或姊妹，他的祷告好像就接续着你的祷告。
Suddenly, without you even saying anything, they bring up the topic that was just on your heart.
有些事情刚刚在你心里涌上来，另外一个肢体就开始祷为这个祷告。
How do we explain these things other than by the power of prayer through the Holy Spirit? We are becoming one, the body of Christ.
你怎么解释这样的奇妙的经历呢？无非就是我们在圣灵的里面成为一了。
This happened in a very unique way in the upper room.
在小楼上就发生了这样奇妙的事情。
They were different. They were different when they came out of the upper room.
他们从这个祷告小楼出去时候，
他们不一样的。They were one together in a way that they weren't before they had the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
他们成为了一，这个一是在圣灵降临之前没有的。
They were united in a more intimate way, differently than they had been before they entered that prayer meeting.
他们成为一，用一种特殊的方式，神连接了他们，是在他们上小楼之前没有的一。
In fact, this is the place that they first began to experience this oneness, this unity, this being together and part of one another by the Spirit of God.
事实上，从小楼开始，他们才经历掉什么是借着圣灵而带来的一。
Amen. Isn't this how it works? We wait on the Lord. We begin to worship. We begin to pray.
就像我们在这里等候主，我们敬拜，我们祷告。
And suddenly we discover the people in the room with us.
突然我们发现与我们一起敬拜的弟兄姊妹
are sharing our same heart for Jesus.
他们把他们爱主的心与我们分享，是一样的心。
There's a sense of oneness there.
我们可以感应到我们是一。
That we have a vision suddenly that is larger than our own personal vision.
说我自己的眼光突然从我个人扩展到群体。
We become something larger than ourselves. We become a part of the body of Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵的能力，我们这个人被扩大了，不再注重我们自己，乃是注意到一个团体的人。
And the first place this is often.First realized is in the prayer meeting.
通常这样的事情发生是我们在祷告聚会的时候。
You know, we're together in this.
我们在这里，我们都有份。
We're feeling the heart of God together, one with another.
我们是一起感受到神的心。
We're expressing ourselves with one voice, not many voices. Suddenly, it's one voice.
我们所有的声音好像成为一个声音。
This is where often this unity of the body of Christ starts.
通常这就是基督身体的合一的开始。
Or may I say it's first expressed.
或者第一次被表现出来。
But have you noticed, prayer is funny. It's the place where so much starts.
祷告很有意思，很多事情是在祷告里发生。
But when we neglect prayer, it's also the first thing that begins to slip and things get lost.
但是你发现到，如果什么事情开始不对的时候，你就发现是因为你在祷告上开始滑跌。
So often as we attend the corporate prayer meeting,
很多时候我们参加祷告聚会，
there's a unity one with another.
你可以感受到这个群体中的一。
And have you noticed? Have you ever noticed that as you neglect the prayer meeting?
但是你要注意，当你开始忽略祷告聚会的时候
，it's almost without explanation.
好像不需要做任何解释。
You suddenly start to feel if you haven't been to the prayer meeting in several weeks, you start to feel a little more distance one from another. Amen.
如你开始不参加祷告聚会的时候，你就发现你和众肢体的关系越来越远。
Go here with me. Think about this.
想一想这件事。
As you're praying over one another week by week.
想想每一周你在这里。
And then you see, you know, you see your brother or your sister. Without hesitation, you with great joy, you welcome them, embrace them. Hi, brother. You call their name.
若是你常常在一起聚集，彼此代祷，每一次看到弟兄姊妹，你都会很亲切、很喜乐的看。
There's a joy and familiarity that comes with praying with one another.
因为你们在一起祷告，所以有一种喜乐跟一种亲密的关系。
Have you noticed how you become closer to one another as you pray with one another?
当你彼此代祷、代求的时候，
And this is because you can learn. This is because you can learn about someone else.
因为借着祷告，你慢慢认识一个人。
As you pray with them.
当你与他一起祷告的时候
much much faster than if you were to go on several, you know, visit them in their home or go on a lunch date with them.
与一个人更亲更近，常常祷告胜于跟他出去吃
顿饭。In the place of prayer, our relationships, our friendships, the bond between us is accelerated. Amen.
当我们一起祷告的时候，我们的友谊、我们的亲密度是大大的增加。
As you hear your brother and sister pray, their heart just as they pour out their deepest concerns.
当你听到弟兄姊妹祷告，听到他们怎样把他们的爱跟负担倾倒出来。
Suddenly you're aware, I know them. I understand what they're going through. Amen.
一下子你能够感觉到他们的心，他们的需要。
And then as you pour out your heart,
然后你也倾倒你的所有。
They learn who you are.
不管你是谁。
And so when you look at them, you feel a familiarity, a friendship, a closeness. that is can't be discovered hardly any other place.
Amen.
So we're all just talking to God while one another is kind of hearing. Amen. But we hear the best part of our hearts, amen. You hear how your brother or your sister, how they pray and they pray for their children, how they love their children, how they care for their children. And your heart is warmed and you feel closer to them.
Amen.
This is how it works. Without anybody ever trying to do these things.
是没有人的手在做这样的事。
We all cry out with one voice to the Father in heaven. And our hearts and spirits become blended together in some way.
在这样的时刻，我们的心、我们的灵就联合在一起。
But as you neglect the prayer meeting,
但是当你忽视祷告聚会的时候,
if you haven't been frequent to the prayer meeting,
若是你没有常常去祷告聚集,
suddenly, you know, a few weeks go by and you feel like a stranger to one another.
有时候几个礼拜过去, 你看到彼此, 你会觉得我们的关系更疏远。
Have you noticed how it works this way? Amen? Have you seen this?
你有没有这样的经历或观察?
Prayer pushes the body together.
祷告将肢体靠连结。
But praying together makes you friends with one another.
当你们彼此一起祷告的时候,
naturally,
自然你们的友谊增长。
As we pray together, we have affection and love and care for one another.
当我们彼此代求的时候, 很自然那个爱就出来。
In the prayer meeting, we bear one another's burdens. Amen.
因为在祷告聚会的时候, 我们来担当彼此的重担。
So this prayer meeting becomes a means of bonding us together. And when we neglect the prayer meeting, those experiences of pouring our heart out to God together, not because you meant it to happen, but that bond, that closeness starts to get further away, it begins to be loosened. So it's in the prayer meeting that the new infant body of Christ,
所以呢,教会这个基督的身体的婴儿期,
they took their first steps.
就好像婴儿第一次开始学走路,
now think about this, the body of Christ had just been birthed into the earth in the upper room as they begin to pray with one another, and the Holy Spirit's poured out.
当他们在一起祷告的时候, 圣灵降临了。
And so suddenly, they begin to take their first little steps, like toddlers, together.
好像教会诞生了, 像那个摇摇学习走路的小娃。
The eyes of the early church were opened for the first time in the upper room prayer meeting. Have you thought about that?
这个婴孩的眼睛第一次打开。
Suddenly, as they prayed together and the Holy Spirit rushed in,
他们一起祷告的时候, 圣灵降临了。
They saw one another different. They begin to see everything around them a little bit different.
Amen?
It was in the prayer meeting in the upper room that they found their voice, they said their first words.
Amen?
They prophesied and preached, and all 120, they spoke in an unknown tongue that they had never learned in school.
120个人同时被圣灵充满, 并且说出各国的方言。
All of this as just an overflow of this time of prayer in the upper room.
这些的表现或现象就是因为他们同性合一的祷告, 让圣灵的能力涌溢出来。
This prayer meeting was important, wasn't it?
你们岂不觉得这个祷告聚会非常重要吗?
And the prayer meeting is still important. We lose far more than we realize when we neglect the corporate prayer meeting. Without intending to, we lose the bond and affection of love between one another.
Amen?
We lose a step in our walk with God. It's not so easy to move.
我们会在神面前行走蹒跚。
You know, in the prayer meeting, as we pray, we find our voice. Do you have a voice in the body of Christ?
你知道，借着祷告聚会，你我找到自己的声音。
Do you have a voice at school or on your job to share your testimony?
你在你的工作，在你的校园里，你有没有一个做见证的声音？
Oftentimes, people do not have a voice to share their testimony out in the world.
很多时候。人在自己所在的世界的角落里没有声音。
Because they have forsook using their voice in the corporate prayer meeting.
因为他们在自己的祷告聚会中是没有声音的。
You know, sometimes people see somebody worshiping and raising their voice as loud as they can. They'll see somebody praying with all their heart.
你有没有在祷告聚会看到有些人像撕裂心肠、迫切大声祷告
？And someone might think, why are you getting so carried away?
那也许旁边人说：“哦，不需要这么夸张吧。”
Not realizing that they're practicing for using their voice out in the world, amen.
岂不知道他们这样做正在操练如何让自己的声音在世界他所在的角落成为见
证。If you can't open your voice, if you can't find your voice in the prayer meeting,
若是你在祷告聚会中你是没有你的声音的。
Now isn't this true, Sister Paywa? If you can't find your voice in the prayer meeting,
佩娃姊妹，若是在祷告聚会中你没有办法找到你。
Chances are you won't find your voice at the ranch market to share your testimony, amen? These things go together, amen? They go together. We get past our timidity and our worry of what other people think in the house of God. And we hold one another's hands and we say, pray for me, brother. Okay, you pray for me. And we pray, and we pray. Without fear or intimidation. And then when we're at the family reunion, we can share our faith with our uncle or our aunt.
Young people, you can
share your testimony at school. Does this make sense?
然后你也能够在学校、在工作的场合来分
享你的见证。It all starts oftentimes in the prayer meeting.
很多时候，我们声音的建立就是在圣徒聚集祷告。
But so often, many in the church today have an attitude, "Oh, it's just the prayer meeting."
很多时候有人说，哦，那只是一个祷告聚会，不用去了。
Oh, is there going to be teaching? Is there going to be preaching? Is there going to be some other event I'm in?
哦，但是如果说这个聚会中有分享、有见证啊，那我要去。
But the prayer meeting, that's not always very exciting.
如果只是祷告聚会，没有什么值得兴奋的。
We must, the scripture, if we will read them rightly, will change our attitude about this.
若是我们对圣经的记载很用心的看的话，我们对祷告聚会的态度会改变。
So it was in the prayer meeting that they took their first steps, learned how to walk.
因为初期的教会就是在祷告聚会中学习走第一步路。
They opened their eyes.
第一次眼睛被
And they saw things differently as they prayed with one another. And the Spirit rushed in.
同心合一代求的时候，圣灵降临，他们的眼光就改变了。
They opened their mouth.
他们张开他们的口。
They found their voice.
他们都得着他们自己的声音。
And everything was different. Everything was different. Did you realize? Did you realize that the first evangelistic sermon?
你知道第一个福音聚会或福音信息
was preached at a prayer meeting.
是在一个祷告聚会里发生的。
This prayer meeting had created such a commotion.
这个祷告聚会引起不小骚动。
The Holy Spirit rushed in.
圣灵降临。
120, a tongue of fire rested on each head. Men, women, young, old, everyone got it.
圣灵像火一样降在每一个人头上，他们。
And they all began to just give praise and honor to God in another tongue.
他们都用不同的语言大声赞美祷告。
And all these people right down, you know, in the streets below, they begin to run over there to see what's going on. What is happening up there? They wanted to know.
他们要知道这个楼上发生什么事。
It's too early to be drinking.
这个现在是大白天，他们不可能是喝醉了吧
？But these people, they must be these Christians. They must be drinking at this early hour.
他们在想这些基督徒大概喝醉了。
And then Peter stood up and he says, "No."
所以彼得站起来说：“我们不是被新酒灌满。
These men and women are not drunk as you suppose." But they are filled with the Holy Spirit, amen? This is the fulfillment of what Joel prophesied about your sons and your daughters and what God would do in a nation,
amen?
The Holy Spirit was poured out in answer to corporate prayer. And so Peter, without any hesitation, preached the gospel. Like no one had ever preached it before. 3,000 came to Christ like that.
Amen.
Oh, it's just a prayer meeting. See what happens in prayer meetings? Okay. This first act, this is not only the first act for the body of Christ together, collectively, as a family. But most of it, for most of us, it is our first act of faith.
对我们许多人来说,
Do you remember when you first heard the gospel?
记得你第一次听到福音的吗?
And you believed it in your heart?
那个时候你心里相信?
Without a thought, without even thinking or trying,
没有多想,
out of your heart came a little cry.
在你的心中就有一个呐喊,
or maybe it was a loud cry, I don't know.
有一个呼求,
Oh God, forgive me.
Oh, 主啊, 赦免,
forgive me, have mercy, Lord. Amen?
怜悯我,
the very first act of our faith was prayer. Amen? Prayer is the first thing that happens to us when we believe in Jesus. But have you also noticed that prayer is the first thing to slip and be gone when we stop believing in Jesus? When we start to be tempted with unbelief and doubt and bitterness, the fountain of prayer dries up. Have you noticed that?
你有没有注意到你祷告不出来了?
When you're stumbling in unbelief and you're doubting and you're confused,
当你怀疑你很混乱,
prayer isn't just flowing out of your heart. Prayer is not flowing out of your heart when you're in unbelief.
祷告就好像不能像以前那样从你心中自然地涌出。
Michelle gave me that look, didn't she? To say, okay, make sense out of that. Anyway. All right, so do you understand? Do you know what I'm talking about?
你们听懂我的意思吗?
It's the first thing that is expressed when we're trusting in the Lord with all of our heart. But it's also the first thing that dries up when we start in entertaining unbelief and doubts in our heart.
也是我们里面开始有不幸的时候, 它第一个干涸的地方。
Romans 10:13, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
罗马十章第十三节说, 凡求告主名的就必得救。
Prayer is part of our initial salvation experience.
所以祷告是我们得救的第一个经历。
Galatians 4:6,
然后加拉太书,
and because you are sons,
第六节, 你们既为,
God has sent the Spirit into your heart.
神就差他儿子的灵,
as soon as we become sons and daughters of God,
当我们一旦成为神的儿女的时候,
the Spirit of God manifests in our heart, and you know what it does?
神灵就来启示在我们心里, 什么?
What the Spirit of God does right away is it cries out, Abba, Father. Amen.
Oh,
Amen.
Abba, 父神.
You know, you don't have to teach a baby how to pray.
你不需要教一个baby怎么祷告。
That little newborn little baby, he just naturally cries out and reaches for his mother, doesn't he?
一个baby自然就会哭喊要自己的妈妈。
She's the one that birthed me. She's the one that nurses me. She's the one that holds me. And that little baby just cries out, get me back to her. Amen. That's what we're experiencing as newborn believers in Jesus. Amen. He's the God that loved me. He's the God that forgave me. He's the God that cares for me. Amen.
你是那个爱我的,
and so we just cry out, Jesus, Abba, Father. Amen.
圣灵会帮助我们喊出,
this is how it all started. This is how it all started. This was the first act of faith in saving faith through Jesus.
Amen.
Do you ever take your pulse?
你有没有测过你的脉搏?
Yeah, wait, really. How am I doing? Oh, my heart's kind of beating fast today.
我说，哎呦，今天心跳好像加快了。
I feel kind of winded. I should have, you know, my lungs aren't working so good today.
我有点晕眩，好像我的肺好像不太对劲。
In the same way, we should be concerned if there is not that cry.
同样的,
Amen?
若是我们没有祷告, 我们应该会很关心这个状况。
Now, don't talk yourself out of it.
不要说服自己不需要祷告。
It's the truth.
这是一个真理,
it's the way it works. There's no denying it.
没有办法否认的,
there's no such thing as a prayerless believer. The people that do not pray aren't trusting in Jesus. That's why when you get up in the morning, you got a lot to do.
所以早上你一醒来, 你有好多事要做,
it doesn't matter how many times you've done it before.
不管你做过多少次,
if you're smart,
如果你够聪明的话,
you will pray.
你会先祷告,
oh God, help me not to mess it up today. Amen?
哦, 主啊, 帮助我今天别犯错,
help me to love my neighbor today.
帮助我爱我的邻舍,
oh God, protect me in the crazy traffic today. Amen?
主啊, 帮助我开车都平安,
there's a lot of reasons to pray every morning, isn't there?
每一天开始的时候, 我们可有许多理由要祷告的。
And what about this world these days?
那关于我们所在的世界呢?
What are we doing? I have no idea what's going on in this nation or in most places around the world right now. Men are not smart enough to solve what is going wrong in our world today. If there was ever a time that we needed to pray, it's today.
若是我们要说有什么时候应该祷告, 就是现在这个时代。
Is your faith manifesting in prayer over your own life?
你的信心有借着祷告显现在你的生命里吗?
And is your faith manifesting in a prayer for this nation? Amen?
你的信心有没有显在你为这个国家祷告的里面?
I mean, this is your home now. You need to pray for your home.
这国家现在是你的家了, 你必须为这个土地祷告。
As crazy a place as this is, amen?
这实在是一个非常疯狂的地方。
This, you know, when I look around, I'm going, like, this isn't the place that I was born.
常常我看说, 这跟我出生的时候,
everything is so different. Everything's being done very different. I don't recognize it anymore.
这个国家改变这么大, 我都不再认得了。
But I was born just down the road there a little bit. But I don't recognize this California anymore.
我就是在这附近出生的, 但是我已经不再认识这个地方。
So what do? We pray.
那我们怎么办? 我们祷告。
We pray.
我们祷告, 热切祷告。
If you're like me, sometimes you're tempted to complain. Do you ever complain?
如果你像我, 你像不像我, 常常会抱怨。
Oh my goodness, can you believe what the governor did this week? You know, can you believe what with that law, the price of gas, the price of groceries, right? We all do this.
我们常常抱怨, 对不对? 说, 哎呀, 你看这个政策或这个油价,
the problem is that's sometimes the first thing out of our mouth rather than pray, oh God, have mercy, help me. Provide for us, amen?
我们的问题是说, 常常嘴巴里出来第一件事不是向神祷告说, 哦, 主啊, 怜悯我, 帮助我。
Let me see where what we're going to do here. So God has created us in an atmosphere of prayer as newborn baby believers.
我们新约时代的教会是在祷告聚会中诞生的。
God created his church in the upper room prayer meeting.
是在那个小楼的祷告聚会中诞生的。
That's how they became the body of Christ.
在那里我们成为基督的身体的实际。
And everything that God creates is supposed to grow. Can you agree with me on that?
你们同不同意这句话? 所有神所创造的都应该要成长。
If God makes something, it's meant to be fruitful and grow. Amen?
神创造一个东西, 祂是要那个东西成长, 而且是繁盛的成长。
Amen?
同意吗?
You know, if we have a young child, a baby, and he or she is not growing,
如果我们有一个新生儿在我们手中，他不长。
If they're not putting on enough weight, we would take them to the doctor. There must be something wrong here. They're not growing.
如果他不没有增，重量没有增加，我们会带他去看医生的，因为一定有什么问题。
So as a believer,
同样的，身为一个信徒
，you're supposed to grow, and so is your communication with your Father in heaven. Amen.
你应该要成长，而且包括你和。
Have you noticed how when you're very, very young, you don't even know what's happening around you? So you're not talking a lot to mom or dad, are you?
看我们小的时候，我们都搞不清楚事情的时候，我们跟父母没有很多话要讲，不是吗？
Here it's time to eat. You know, and you just open your mouth. And, okay, we're going over here, and they pick you up and carry you here or there. There's not a lot of conversation. In other words, amen.
也就是说，我们没有很多沟通存在父母和我们之间。当我们小的时候
，But as you grow and mature, the conversations begin.
你渐渐成长成熟的时候，你开始跟父母之间有沟通了。
I could almost hear like Daniel asking Yijing questions like.Mom, what are we going to do about this? Where'd that come from? What do you think about that? I bet Daniel has all kinds of questions for his mom.
我可以想象Daniel 长大的。
Or Abraham, I bet he talks Sam's ear off sometimes.
或者 Abraham 我相信现在你们都长大成熟了，你们跟父母之间会有很多的沟通。
It's good to ask questions. It's a sign we're growing. Amen.
问问题是一件好事。
Conversation is good.
能够有对话是好的。
Now is your prayer life growing or is it shrinking?
那我请问你，你的祷告的生命怎么样？
Are you growing or are you spiritually shrinking?
你是在成长还是在萎缩？
One way we can tell if you are growing in your faith and in your walk with God is your prayer life will grow.
有一件事我们可以检查我属灵生量有没有成长，就是我的祷告生命有没有成长。
No, Mia is thinking this out with me. I see her. She's going.
Mia,
that's right.
一直点头。
But a way we can tell that we're kind of shrinking, not growing, is that we're not talking to God anymore.
我们怎么发现自己有萎缩了呢？就是我发现我不再跟神多。
Now that's not rocket science, is it? That's not really profound, right? That idea.
这可不是什么高深的学问，对不对
？Can you agree with me on this?
你们同意吗
？Amen.This is the truth.
这是一个事实。
As we grow in our faith, we grow in our prayer life with God.
我们在信心里成长的时候，很自然，我们祷告的生活会成
长。Both as an individual and also corporately.
这个祷告不只是个人的祷告生活，而且是团体的祷告生活。
Let me see a couple verses about growing. Genesis 1:28, God charged Adam and Eve, be fruitful and multiply. Amen.
就像创世纪一章二十八节，神对亚当夏娃说要怎么样，生养众多，遍满地面。
I've created this whole world for you. Now fill it, grow and multiply. Amen.
我已经把世界都造了，现在你们要做的就是把它充满。
In Mark 4:32, speaking of the kingdom of God, it grows up and becomes fruitful or greater.
就像马可福音第四章讲到芥菜种的比喻，种上之后就长起来，比各样的菜都大。
And Psalms 84:7, the psalmist says they go from strength to strength.
诗篇八十四篇说到，他们行走乃是力上加力。
So when you're walking with God, you go from strength to strength, not strength to weakness. You're supposed to increase, amen?
所以当你与神同行的时候，你是力上加力。
Your prayer life is supposed to increase.
所以我们的祷告生命要成长。
Amen? Now when I was young and I first came to the Lord, I was excited about learning how to pray.
当我年轻的时候，我对于要学习祷告很兴奋的。
And I started to calculate, you know, trying to figure out where I would be when I was older in the Lord.
So, 我试着
About with prayer.
Okay, 我试着来预测一下，我几岁的时候我的祷告生命会成长到什么地步。
So if I said, if I'm a year older than the Lord and I'm praying like 45 minutes or an hour a day.
So, okay, 我现在主理一年，我每天大概祷告45分钟。
I was calculating. In 20 years, then I should be praying this much.
所以二十年后，那我祷告一天中祷告时间应该有这么多。
I wasn't exactly accurate, okay?
当然，我不是很正确的。
But it was a good thought. Amen.
但是这是一个好的思想。
That was a good heart.
是一个好的心。
Amen? I was pushing myself. I wanted to grow. I wanted to go from strength to strength in my ability to get along with God and hear from Him and receive from Him. Amen?
因为我的意向呢是要自己成长好，让我跟他更亲更近。
Do you remember, and I think I may have shared about this one time before, did anybody, or maybe even in your home now that it's children, do you have little pencil marks on the wall with little names beside them?
我相信我们很多做家长的家里可能都有这么一个地方，就是有一面墙或有一个柱子。
Some of you are looking like,
上面都画了很多的日期跟高度。
Some of you are looking like, what is he talking about? You know what I'm talking about, that little pencil mark. Maybe your mom, your dad would say, you know, would say, oh, man, I bet. Did you do that, Daniel?
Do you have a place like that?
My goodness, I bet it's hard to reach the pencil marks now. But I bet when Daniel was little, say, you know, your mom would say, come over here, Daniel, stand against the wall. I'm going to measure how tall you are.
Daniel 小的时候一定跑到某一面墙或是一个柱子那里。
And it doesn't take,
妈妈说 Daniel 过来我来量量你今现在多高了
it,
就画一个痕迹。
It doesn't take kids long to figure this out. And pretty soon, you know, every month, maybe some every week, are standing by that line and says, measure and see how tall I am today.
然后很自然当小孩子发现父母在做这件事
情 Did I grow?
常常会找机会说来看看我有没有长高一点。
You know, we stand up real straight.
我站得很挺
and we stretch our neck.
然后拼命地拉自己的背
You know, every bit helps, right?
因为
stretch our neck.
希望自己又长高了一些
Am I any taller?
我有没有再长高一点
They ask with that expectation, amen?
他们充满了期待等父母的回答
We get it, don't we?
我们了解这个心态
We understand they're excited about being alive, amen?
他们对于能够成长是很兴奋的
They're excited about growing. They're excited about learning new things and doing new things. They're excited about life.
他们对生命是充满了热切的。
And when you're excited about the Christian life,
若是你对于基督徒的生活有热切的心
，you check to see if you're growing.
你会常常测量说，哎，我有没有长大一点
？And one of the places that we should be concerned about growing is in the prayer closet.
那成长的一个部分很重要，我们应该关心就是我祷告的生命。
Is our corporate prayer meeting growing in its power and strength and fervency?
我们团体的祷告的时候，我们的热切，我们的能力有没有增加
？Are we getting answers to our prayers？
我的祷告有没有得答应
？This is how we measure, you know, and see if we're growing. Amen.
这些是我们测量说我们有没有成长的地方。
Are you thinking like this？
你是不是有这样的思维方式？
Sometimes we slip, we let this slip, and we forget about being excited about life. Amen.
很多时候我们滑跌了，我们远离了神，因为我们对这些
excited about growing. Amen.
我们对于成长与否不再热切盼望
excited about learning the word of God and doing new things in the kingdom. Amen.
我们对于要读主的话，认识他的新的事情，关乎他的国度的事。
Timothy's new project or the house in Norco. Amen.
梁弟兄对 Norco 的事工。
The new things that God is doing in the young people, in the Chinese group, we're excited about these things.
神在中文青年人当中做的事，我们也很兴奋。
I tell you, one of the things that excite me the most.
我告诉你，对我让我最热切兴奋的事
was how the you know Haha prayed about for you, Fisher, while you were gone. It's about how the sisters prayed for one another.
就是我们怎么样彼此代祷，就像。Fisher 在中国结婚的时候，赫赫在聚会，当时为他祷告。
And my heart was moved. I said, "This is good fruit. This is good fruit. This is a sign that things are moving. That there's a little revival here. That things are growing. Amen."
这表示圣灵在做工，复兴在发生。
Is your prayer life growing?
你祷告的生命有没有成长
？Or is it shrinking?
还是它在消减
？Hey, I'm going to be honest. You know, a lot of my Christian life, I was just trying to hold on to what I had. Amen.
平心而论，在我跟随主的路上，很多时候我只是勉强活着。
Can you relate? Oh, I spend 15 minutes alone with God, and I overslept. What am I going to do? You know, now I've lost it. Now I only get 8 this morning. You know.
Oh, 我今天早上起晚了，我没有时间，我只有15分钟亲近神。
You know, and I was concerned about prayer, and you find different ways to squeeze it in here or there. You know, driving down the freeway. Oh, does this count, Lord? God, help me, help me.
你紧张的要命，就是在开车的时候都说，哦，主啊，这样子给你祷告的时间算不算
？Is your prayer life shrinking?
你祷告的生命在萎缩吗
？Are you losing a grip on that time alone with God?
你在花时间单独与神同在的事上，减少了吗？
It's an appointment with him. Amen?
你要跟神约时间。
An appointment.
这是跟他约好的时间。
You need to make it an appointment.
你就必须在讲好的时间。
Every morning, have a time, have a place that is conducive to pray.
一天开始的时候，有一个地方，有一个时间是跟他来会面的。
And it's not just carrying your grocery list in there. Amen? You know the grocery list?Okay, your wife gives it to you and says, now go down there to Stater Bros or Costco and get these 15 things.
不要只是带着你所有的需要那个单子到主的面前。
And you aisle by aisle mechanically put them in your basket. Okay.
就好像你要去买菜的时候，你有一个名单说我要买这个菜那个菜，你就很机械化的一行一行的走，
okay.
一行一行的拿。
Okay, honey, I got everything on the list.
好，亲爱的，你要的东西我都买好了。
Prayer is supposed to be so much more than just filling a list.
祷告是与神亲密的关系。
I understand the list.
不是满足一个你需要的要求的单子。
I understand the list. My whole Christian life, I've used a list.
我了解这个单子清单的重要性。
To get started.
这是一个起点。
But my hope is that I will connect heart to heart with Jesus, with the Father.
但是我的希望是我能够跟神心对心有一个交心的时间。
And it's oftentimes that I'm praying out my list, Lord, you know, I really do need this.
那有的时候我也会告诉神说，这个单子上有一件事我是非常需要。
That God will help, He will help us pause.
你会，然后有时候神突然会让我安静。
And He'll just tell us, you know, it's going to be okay. I love you so much.
然后告诉我说，没有问题的，我爱你。
I'm going to take care of you.
我会照顾你的。
Whatever you need, you can ask me for.
无论你需要什么，你可以告诉我。
I am with you. You're not by yourself.
你不是孤单的，我是与你同在的。
And that's what we're really looking for, isn't it?
这样的时刻是我们祷告所需要经历的。
Is it growing or is it shrinking?
我们祷告的生命是在成长还是在萎缩？
Are you excited about life?
你对生命充满了期盼。
Are you still trying to measure your growth? Am I getting taller?
好像小孩子要看说，哎呦，有没有再长高一点？
Now some of you, let's be honest. What's our primary means of communication with the bigger world around us?
Say it again.
What is the primary means of communication with the bigger world around us?
我们在这世界上生存，什么是我们所使用最重要沟通的工具？
And I left mine at my seat. You know that?
我把它留在我位置上。
I was looking for my phone.
我的手机。
You know your phone. It was funny because it kind of oh where is it? And this is how we are all about our phones.
我们经常这样说，哎，放哪去了
？It creates a little bit of panic if we don't. Oh, where is that? Where did I leave that?
如果找不到手机，我们会说，哎呀，放哪去了
？Do you get panicked when you forget your phone someplace?
你如果找不到手机，你会不会紧张啊？
Come on, you guys are using your phone back there. Now listen to me. Do you guys get panicked?
那些年轻人
if you can't find it, amen.
要来到神面前，阿门吗？
You know, so we do. We're going because that's how we connect with our kids. That's how we keep track of where our children are. That's how we keep our appointments. That's how we get emails and all kinds of information is through that phone. And so, if we can't find it, you know, some people just break out in a cold sweat, right, won't they?
手机对我们很重要，对不对？里面有重要的电子邮件、重要的沟通、有重要的电话。所以一旦找不到的时候，我们就会很紧张。
It's just so important.
对我们来说，手机在今天这个时代是非常重要的。
Oh, we can't lose that.
我可不能丢了手机啊。
But yet, we will lose track of our prayer life.
但是我们可以丢掉我们祷告的时间。
That doesn't just connect us with this world.
我们急着在这个世界里面与人沟通。
It is the lifeline of communication to stay connected with the larger kingdom of God.
但是祷告是我们与神与他广大国度沟通的生命线。
Am I wrong?
我错了吗？
Am I wrong?To think there's something really off balance?
难道我的看法是错的吗？若是我们不在乎这个天的生命线，
we get so anxious.
非常在乎属地的沟通。
We get so anxious because we can't find our phone. You know, where is it?
找不到电话、手机的时候，我们可够紧张了。
Or, oh no, I dropped it. I broke the phone. What are we going to do now, right?
我掉了，我把它掉地上，把它弄碎了。
But our prayer life will slip, and we're not too worried.
但是我们的祷告生命在渐渐消失，我们却一点都不关心。
Am I speaking the truth?
这是不是很
Come on, you guys. Am I telling you the truth?
这是不是事实？
You know, it's a funny thing about your little phone in your pocket. Have you ever noticed the kids will be on the phone? Daniel.
你叫他。Daniel. 小鱼,
he's gone, you know?
他专心在手机上,
it took him to another world, amen?
他进入了另外一个世界里。
He can't hear things, see anything going around. He can't even smell dinner, you know, cooking on the stove.
That's
how this heart-to-heart communication thing works. And in truth, you guys, that's how our prayer life works.
这事实上呢,
if you will learn how to pray, if you will spend time in prayer,
你花时间祷告,
it will take you to another world. Amen?
The eternal world.
Did you ever see that? Did you ever read C.S. Lewis's book? What's the title? Chronicles of Narnia, you know the book I'm talking about? Chronicles of Narnia?
C.S. Lewis,
that little girl Lucy, she's going to hiding from her brothers, and so she slips into this, it's a closet, basically, or what do they call it, a wardrobe, but that's a closet.
就是当他们在玩,孩子们在玩的时候,她要躲避哥哥的寻找,就跑到一个衣柜的里面.
And she finds a whole nother world.
走进衣柜,她不小心就掉进了另外一个世界。
And in that other world, she is transformed from just an ordinary schoolgirl
在那个世界里呢,她不再是一个小学生,
to a little princess, to the, has a special gift and has a sword and is fighting the enemy.
她突然变成一个公主,
C.S. Lewis knew exactly what he was saying.
Amen.
It is as we enter into the closet, the prayer closet, that we move from this natural realm into the supernatural realm of the kingdom of God. And we see things different. We see things different, and we are transformed from just ordinary, helpless people into kings and queens and soldiers in the kingdom of God, and that can do mighty things. Amen?
Amen?
Isn't that awesome, Fisher? Don't you love it? C.S. Lewis is such a genius about this. Amen? Corey Ten Boom, she wrote the book The Hiding Place. She was chronicles the stories of how the Jews were put in concentration camps during the Second World War. Her family went into those concentration camps.
Corrin Ten Boom 写了很有名关于密室这本书,
but she said something very powerful that illustrates the same thing about prayer. When you begin to pray, you step out of the realm of possibilities.
他说你祷告的时候,
or impossibilities rather, and you move into a realm where anything is possible through God. You step from the realm of being very helpless and small into the realm of doing great things.
Amen?
But let me just say, it takes a minute sometimes to get there.
Amen?
I'm getting closer to emphasize my point. It takes a minute to get there. Amen. It takes more than 5 minutes to get there. It takes more often, usually more than 15 minutes to get there. I mean, praise God, sometimes in God's mercy, He just grabs us and takes us there. Amen? But most of the time, we have to slow our busy mind down and set it on the Word of God for a minute. Amen? We have to wait for our mind to catch up from where to where our heart is. Amen.
我们要让我们的心等候我们忙碌的心思安静下来，能够跟心同步。
This is why we pray every day. This is why we take enough time to pray to you know, just connect with the kingdom of God.
这就是为什么每一天我们要花时间祷告，花时间来跟神的国度来联合。
Have you ever seen one of those silly books on the bookshelf entitled 15 Minutes Alone with God?
你有没有看过一本书叫做与神同步15分钟？
Are they kidding? It's usually they're trying to pitch it to you that, hey, here's a little devotional to help you spend your, get check off that you've done your devotions every day, spending 15 minutes with him.
在我看，这只是让你们勉强交差，说有一个清单，说 OK， 今天花了十五分钟了。
That the fact that they could title a book like that says something huge about the body of Christ.
但是这样的书居然能够出版而卖得出去，告诉我们今天属灵的情况是怎样。
What that tells us about the general condition of the body of Christ.
让我们知道基督的身体现在大致的属灵光景
是怎样。Is that God's people are having a crisis with spending time with Him?
就表示神的百姓。
And I'll illustrate it this way. For example, if I was to write a book that said 15 minutes alone with your wife,
你想想看，今天说教你如何花每一天花十五分钟跟你老婆在一起。
Would that be a very good seller?
你觉得那个书卖得出去吗？
You wouldn't have a ministry anymore if you wrote a book like that.
你大概也没有生意了。
Right?
对不对？
Oh, honey, look what I found at the bookstore. 15 minutes alone with you. Aren't you happy?
做丈夫的说，哦，亲爱的，你看看我在书店找这么一本书。
Aren't you happy? I'm working on it. See, I'm trying to get better.
说，看看，你看，我是揣着，我要试着改进我们关系。这本书说，如何花每一天花十五分钟与你老婆在一起。
She'd throw you and that book out the door, right?
她大概拿那个书打在你脸上。
I mean, oh, 15 minutes with the King of the Universe.
我每一天说哦，我每一天花十五分钟与天国来相连。
This is where it all started.
这是很多事情的开始。
It started here for the body of Christ, the church.
听到基督身体教会的声音。
And it started for each one of us as we first believed in Jesus. We cried out without even thinking about it.
当我们一信主的时候，我们开始祷告。
Amen.
这我们甚至不知道那个是祷告。阿门吗？
How are we doing? Are we shrinking? Are we growing?
那这个祷告的生命如何？是成长了还是萎缩？
Your prayer life getting smaller or is it growing?
你的属灵的生命度量是成长了吗？
I just encourage you, make up your mind that you're going to go deeper in prayer this year. Amen?
我希望
For what's left of it.
借着今天的沟通能鼓励你在余下的今年的时间里我们要下个决心我愿意在祷告圣上世上成长。
Our mark on the wall. Do you have a mark on the wall?
你有没有在墙上做一个记号？
Take note of what your prayer life is like. What is your spiritual stature in prayer?
量一量你的属灵的身量如何？
As hard as it may be to look at it, sometimes write it down. Say, this is where I'm at.
有的时候就把它写下来。
But by God's grace, through faith, I want to grow beyond this and grow and get larger in God. Amen.
然后祷告说，借着你的恩典，借着我的信心，我要在祷告上成长。
You know, I've just figured out. You know, sometimes we talk about a pastor, we talk about being a shepherd, and you know, what is that? What is a pastor? Is he that nice guy that's easy to talk to, always has a smile?
我们讲到说牧者哈，我们常说什么是一个好牧者，就是从脸上常常带着微笑，很和气。
He always says comforting words. Is that all a pastor is?
都说一些安慰劝勉的话，难道这就是一个好的牧者吗
？And I've started to figure out that one of the most practical tools of a real pastor.
我渐渐明白说，一个非常重要的工具，对着一个好的牧者来说
，where it really gets done is in the prayer meeting.
是在祷告聚会的里面
，where the pastor will slow down long enough to look at each one.
你的牧者肯慢下脚步
，to connect with God's heart for each one.
花时间仔细观察你每一个人的情形
，and he will pray over each one.
然后为你祷告，为你每一个人祷告。
It maybe doesn't happen every prayer meeting, but that is a useful, powerful tool of the prayer meeting. Amen.
并不是说每一个祷告聚会都是这么做，而是说这是一个非常有效用的一个方式。
You know that same experience I described at the beginning, where we get connected more relationally by praying together.
就像我一开始跟大家讲，借着祷告，我们彼此更亲密。
That's what activates the heart of a pastor.
常常借着这样祷告，可以兴起那个真实牧养的心。
I love the phrase that they use in the British Isles. A person, when they're speaking of someone's responsibility, a duty of care. A duty of care. A doctor has a duty of care to his patients.
我很喜欢英伦三岛他们使用的一个名词，讲到责任的时候，不只是讲到责任，而是一个有爱的责任，一个关心的责任。
A policeman has a duty of care to protect the citizens.
就是有一个责任，但这个责任是带着关怀的责任。
And at the top of the list for every pastor or shepherd is a duty of care, an obligation to love and care for the sheep.By praying for them, amen.
所以每一个牧者他的工作项目
，amen.
上面的那个抬头应该是这以下是他关爱的责任，他关爱的服事的责任。
So let me in closing real fast read some scriptures.
在结束的时候，我想跟大家分享几个重要的经节。
That will encourage us about where we need to be growing. Amen.
能够鼓励我们知道我们在什么方面可以成长。
First Corinthians 15:58.
林前十五章五十八节。
My beloved brethren, be steadfast.
我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可摇动。
Immovable.
不可摇动。
Immovable.
不可摇动。
Don't you like that? I like come over there, try to move.Caleb, I'm not going anywhere. Immovable, amen?
不被摇动。
Always abounding, always growing, always moving forward in the work of the Lord.
常常竭力多做主工。
That your labor is not in vain in the Lord, where this growing that's taking place.
因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。
Colossians 4:2, devote yourself to prayer.
哥罗西书四章二节，你们要恒切祷告。
What are you devoted to? You know, do you have a thing that you really, really love that you're always working on?
什么是你最爱做的事，最花时间精力做的事
？There's probably so many kinds of things we could be devoted in just within this room, right?
我们有很多的事会花我们的精力和时间。
But are you devoted to prayer?
但是你有没有花很多精力时间祷告
I want to get good at that, don't you?
我希望在祷告上来越来越强
Devote yourself to prayer with an alert mind
要警醒感恩
And a thankful heart
恒切祷告警醒感恩
Colossians 4:2 Romans 12:12, we know this one
罗马书十二章十二节我们都很熟悉
Be patient in trouble
在患难中要忍耐
and keep on praying.
祷告要恒切
So when trouble comes your way, be patient.
所以当你遇见患难的时候要忍耐
And release any impatience by keep on praying. Amen.
借着祷告放下你所有的不耐
Ephesians 6:18
以弗所书六章十八节
Pray in the Spirit at all times.
靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求。
Paul's not just content that you pray at all times.
保罗并不是说不断的祷告。
It's not going to have its effect unless you pray in the spirit versus praying in the flesh.
乃是要靠着圣灵，因为这比血气的祷告要有功效。
You know what praying in the flesh is?
你知道什么叫在肉体中祷告
？Is maybe your mind's engaged, but your heart's not.
就是说，你是心思是在祷告，但是你的心没有在祷告里。
And then, of course, 1 Thessalonians 5:17.
帖前五章十七节。
Pray without ceasing.
不住的祷告。
The scripture has a lot to say about prayer. Amen.
圣经上充满了关于祷告的教导。
How we can know if we're growing? We will grow in dependence and humility.
我们要在倚靠和谦卑上要成长。
True prayer, when you're really devoted to it, it gives you a sense that it's all by Jesus.
当你真的是一个祷告的人的时候，你就知道必须是靠耶稣。
Apart from Jesus, I can do nothing.
你也知道离开了主，我们什么都不能做。
In fact, that's why we pray, is because we're in touch with this reality that without Jesus, I am hopeless and helpless. I can do nothing. Amen.
我们祷告就是因为我们知道我们自己不能做什么，我们才来到他面前。
But as we pray, this heart attitude grows.
当我们不断的祷告的时候，这个态度就成长了。
But as we continue to pray, we'll also grow in strength and confidence.
当我们恒切祷告的时候，我们也会在能力 和自信上成
长。Our spiritual walk will get stronger.
我们的信心的道路会越来越刚强。
And we won't be fearful, we will be confident. Amen.
我们不再惧怕，乃是充满了信心。
When you visit the Lord every morning in a time of prayer, and you hear from Him, and you give your burdens to Him, you can't help but come out of that prayer closet, that experience, without being more confident. Amen.
当你每天早上来到他的面前，把你的重担卸下，听到他对你说话。你一再的这样做的时候，你从你的祷告时间结束出来的时候，你不能不说，我比以前更有信心。
Oftentimes we tell on ourselves that we're not praying because we're afraid all the time.
很多时候我们心中是充满了惧怕的。
Amen. We'll also grow in the time that we spend with the Lord and the consistency that we pray to the Lord.
我们也要在我们花的时间和这个持续上成长。
Our prayer time will grow.
我们祷告的时间应该拉长。
And we'll be much more consistent. Amen.
而且我们非常一致的、恒心的祷告。
It will. Another way that our prayer life grows that we can measure if we're making progress is the presence of God will be stronger. Amen.
另外一个测量我们祷告生命有没有成长，就是说我祷告的时候神的同在如何，有没有增加。
A very important way to measure if we're growing is we'll get our prayers answered.
还有。我们怎么看我的祷告生命有没有成长？就是我的祷告有没有得答应？你的祷告有没有得答应
？Ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye will find. Knock and the door will be open. Are you getting answers?
主耶稣应许，祈求就得着，寻找就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。那请问你的祷告有没有得答应
？But finally, vision and direction is one of the results, the signs that we are growing in prayer.
另外一个祷告生命成长的现象就是我们。有方向感，而且有
意向。Do you know where you're going? Do you have a sense of God's calling and direction in your life?
你知不知道你到底要往哪里去？你清不清楚神对你的呼召和一生的安排
？Do you know what your purpose is?
你知道你人生的目的是什么
？Each and every one of us has a purpose and a calling.
在每一个人身上，神都有他的命定和呼召。
And I'm talking about something other than just our vocational job.
我说的不是说你去找什么职业。
Sometimes our vocation does overlap with our primary calling.
很多时候我们的职业跟神对我们的命定是重叠的。
But oftentimes, you know, your job is what provides for the to keep the lights on so you can do your calling among the people of God. Amen.
那有的时候是借着职业的供应，让我们能够生存，以至于我们能做神对我们的呼召。
Do you understand what your primary vision is, your purpose is?
所以你知道你的生命的目的和呼召是什么吗？
We need to understand these things. And the, one sign that you're really praying is when you see a person who knows who they are and where they're going under God.
很多时候你看到有一个人借着祷告知道他在基督里是什么人，他的命定是什么，他知道往哪里去。
I can always tell when people aren't praying is when their vision or their direction for their life is different every week. Amen?
很多时候你可以知道这个人大概不是一个祷告生命很强的人，因为他每一个礼拜都改变他的方向和目标。
You talk to some young people and they're excited about a different thing every month.
你跟不同的年轻人聊天，他常常这个月喜欢的东西跟下个月喜欢的东西是不一样的。
You know, first they want to do this, then they want to do that, and they're going to do this, but what about what you said last week? And that, doesn't that kind of conflict what you're doing this week?
他这个月喜欢这个事情，下个月喜欢那个事情，好像可以不断的改变。
But this isn't only a young person's problem. A lot of even older saints sometimes are going all over the place.
不仅是年轻的圣徒有这个情况，有的时候年长的圣徒也是如此。
When you're really praying, when you're really spending time with Jesus every day, you get a sense of where you're going.
你如果真的每天花时间与主在一起，你会有一个方向感的。
You want to know why? Because you're not driving.
因为你知道吗？开车的人不是我们。
He is.
是主耶稣。
Yeah. Okay, God. I'll get. You know, have you surely heard the illustration about prayer where you know we give Him the steering wheel, right? We let Him put Him in the driver's seat. You decide, Lord.
祷告的意思就是说，你把那个驾驶者的位置让出来，让主耶稣来决定。
And I'll slide over here to the passenger seat.
然后我们就坐在右边就好了。
Or maybe get in the trunk. I don't know.
甚至有的时候，如果我们太打岔了，就把我们放到车厢里。
But we're letting him drive, amen.
但是重点是让主耶稣坐在驾驶座。
And we're surrendered. We're yielding, and we know it's going to be good because he's driving, amen.
我们就降服于他，因为他是驾驶人。
And that oftentimes releases even the pressure off of us that we have to have all the answers all the time.
这样的也让我们觉得没有压力了，因为我们不需要每件事都有答案。
Amen.
Amen. 吗
Your prayer life is important. It's the first place things begin.
祷告生命是非常重要，因为这是我们属灵生命的起点。
And it's the first place our faith in God begins to slip.
也是我们在神面前滑跌的第一个地方。
No marriage is stronger.
没有一个婚姻的生活
than its communication.
是比它沟通的程度更大的。
When a husband and wife aren't talking well with one another, the marriage isn't going well.
不好好的沟通，那你的婚姻不是幸福的婚姻。
You know, no family is ever any stronger than the bond of communication.
一个家庭也是这样，
Amen?
父母儿女之间没有沟通。你就没有很强壮的
家庭。It's just the way that God made things.
因为这是神创造的原则。
And it's the same way with our spiritual walk.
同样，我们属灵的道路也是如此。
When things are good, it's because we're talking to the Father.
我们的光景好，是因为我们在跟神不断的沟通。
Amen. Well, let's can you help me cherish with a little bit of worship, real quick? We'll wrap this up.But I want us to have a time to respond a little bit about this.
我们下面花一点的时间，让我们来到神的面前。
Is God talking to you this morning?
今天早晨，神有没有对你说话？
Are you know, is your prayer life growing or shrinking?
请问你的祷告的生命是在成长还是在萎缩？
Is the distance, you know, when you don't pray, your distance.Their distance crops up between you and God. You don't feel as close.
当你不好好祷告的时候，你跟神的关系会越来越远。
But also distance starts to appear between you and the ones that you love, or between your brothers and sisters in the body of Christ.
也让你和你所爱的关系越来越远，跟你的弟兄姊妹的关系也越来越远。
Basically, what we're talking about is when you quit talking to God.
所以总的来说，当你不再跟神沟通的时候，
you naturally feel a little bit more alone and separated, amen?
你很自然的就会觉得孤单，被隔离。
And there doesn't need to be, that doesn't need to be, because we all can come boldly to the throne of grace in our time of need, amen?
但是我们不需要留在这个光景，因为圣经上应许我们可以坦然无惧来到施恩座前。
In a very real way, Jesus died on the cross so you could pray.
就像主耶稣在十架上舍命，好让你和我可以祷告了。
You remember in the garden, Adam and Eve, they fellowship daily with God.
记得在伊甸园的初期，亚当夏娃天天与神同行。
But sin came in and separated that fellowship.
但是罪进来了，截断了神与人的沟通。
Jesus Christ died on the cross.And the veil was rent. The fellowship was open again. Amen.
主耶稣基督在十架上舍命，隔为我们的罪付了代价，让我们又可以与神沟通。
So if you want your prayer life restored, just say, Lord, just forgive me for being too busy to slow down and open my heart to you. Amen.
如果你心里愿意恢复跟神的沟通，很简单的就转向他说，赦免我，我愿意与你再交通。
God, I don't feel as close to the body of Christ, to the family of God. Forgive me for being too busy to bother with the prayer meeting.
我太忙碌了，以至于我都没有花时间与众圣徒一同祷告，导致我和大家的关系越来越疏远。
Amen. So if that's you, just stand where you're at, and we'll get some saints around your area to pray for you.
如果这是你心中的祷告，你可以站起来。
But if you need help in this area, just stand and just, you know, lift your hands, and we'll get some brothers and sisters to pray for you real quickly. Amen.
你愿意，你也可以举起你的手来，我们就为你祷告。
But if everybody's okay, that's all right too.
若是大家都没有这个问题，也没有关系。
Amen.Well, lead them in a song, Cherish, please. Well, thank you, Lord. Just help us, God. God, we want to walk with you and talk with you, Lord.
主啊，我们要与你同行，要与你交谈。
We want to be close to you, Lord.
我们要与你更近。
Abba, Father, you are our Father, Lord.
我们要使你的生命成
长。Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
赦免我们。
Thank you, God.
让我们。
God, I pray that there wouldn't be a distance between us and yourself. There wouldn't be a distance between us and the family of God.
Thank you, Lord. 缩短我们与众圣徒之间的距离，主，我们要与你更亲更近。赦免我们太马路，现在我要回转我的心到你的面前，花时间坐在你的脚前。谢谢主。